Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guests are Beth Russell and Mary Hooker of Child Evangelism Fellowship, bringing the gospel to children throughout New York State.
Child Evangelism Fellowship is a worldwide children's ministry that's biblically based. We're in almost every country of the world. In 2022, we reached 19.5 million children with the gospel. And we have a threefold purpose. It's to evangelize children with the word of God, to disciple them in the word of God, and to establish them in a local body of believers. We've been doing this for 86 years.
And it's never been more critical than it is right now.
It's true. Yes. And the reason CEF is so effective is that 96% of our work is done by nationals. So when you talk about the international ministry, we train people to do the work in their own country.
The Good News Club and the 5-Day Club. Tell me about those.
Since June 11th, 2001, we have equal access to the public schools, so we can go in after school hours with our Bible clubs. So it's very interactive, lots of children involvement and excitement. The kids love the Good News Club. It does not have to happen at a public school. CEF started with Christians just opening up their homes to do a Bible club with their neighborhood children. But since we have this wonderful open door of opportunity, we're taking advantage of it as best we can. The Good News Club happens during the school year, and then the 5-Day Clubs is like vacation Bible school, except we go where the children are, into the neighborhoods and the parks, community centers, that type of thing, because 8 out of 10 children do not attend a local church. So we really have to go where the children are.
We've seen the schools become a battlefront for children's attention, even for their souls, you might say. We've seen Satan clubs try to make their way into public schools as well.
Yes, it's always been a battlefield for the souls of children. And it's a spiritual battle. That's why we encourage people to come alongside us as ministry partners to pray. And we partner with Moms in Prayer. And those moms pray specifically for their schools. And as they pray, then the Lord calls the laborers that we need to take the gospel into the schools. So yes, when there's an open door of opportunity, even the enemy can take advantage of that. But we have found that with the Satan clubs, even though they have permission, no one goes to those clubs because you have to have parental permission and parents just don't give their children permission to go.
Beth, tell me about your neck of the woods here in New York State and what's going on there.
I was involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship through the camping ministry in Arcade, New York. I was a camp counselor for 2 years, and then I co-directed a teen camp, and I was on the camp board for a little bit. But then I stepped out, and life takes you another direction. You raise your family, and God has called me back in. 40 years later, here I am, and I've become the outreach coordinator for Genesee County and Wyoming County. And so I'm getting the word out that CEF has started a new chapter in Rochester, encompassing 4 counties, Monroe, Orleans, Wyoming, and Genesee. That's a large area, but we're going with it. The word here we want to get out is that this is a rescue. Our children are being attacked on all levels, emotionally, physically being attacked, and spiritually on all levels. But we need the workers. That's what the call is. Hey, if you have been affected by a Good News Club when you were a child or camping ministry, it's time for you to share so that we can be fruit bearers this next generation. It's time for our army to move forward.
Now, that same theme, I guess maybe the older we get, the more we appreciate the importance of this kind of work with young kids.
Well, yes, because we've seen our children and our grandchildren, and it's very important for us to pass the baton on to the next generation. Our Lord, our God, is faithful to all generations, so we know that He is going to do the work, but what a privilege to be used by Him in sharing the gospel with the children. And as we go out into the community in these 5-day clubs and our Good News clubs, we find that the children know very little. Our generation took for granted that God is real, that the Bible is true. They're being taught today that there is no absolute truth and that it's whatever you feel, and that does not coincide with the truth of God's word. Children are seeking their identity, and their identity is found in Christ. There is a creator God who has created them in His image. That's something that they need to be taught, and they're not hearing it anywhere else. The enemy has broken down the family, and these kids aren't coming to church. It's not taught in school. So unless we as believers go and teach them the truth of God's word, how else are they going to hear?
That's Beth Russell and Mary Hooker of Child Evangelism Fellowship, bringing the gospel to children throughout New York State. Please join us again next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.